Welcome back, boy. Nice to see you're able to come visit me. This corner of my playground is rather special in that I only allow naked boys into it. So if you haven't done so already, strip right now, boy. Lose all the clothing. All of it. Good boy. Come on in then. Step into my parlor, as it were. Yes, it is warm in here, but that's all right. It's going to get pretty fucking hot before you leave. Do you like my outfit? I decided to show a bit of, well, a lot of cleavage this time. I find that it makes boys like you much more attentive for some reason. You're staring, boy, aren't you? No need to stare at anything just yet. But you do see what I mean about being more attentive, right? I'd like to introduce you here to my chair. If you could see the look on your face. Do you wonder what kind of things might be implanted while I have you here sitting in my chair? It doesn't matter. You will respond to my suggestions and my commands while sitting in this chair. It doesn't matter whether or not you consciously remember any of it in the end. So, go ahead. Sit down, boy. Take a seat in my chair. Make yourself comfortable. That's right. Lean back. Relax. While I dim the lights right here. Good. Comfortable? I see you're excited about being here. Tell me, boy, does having a hard cock make it hard to think? I think it does, boy. Let me step over here right in front of you. Right about here. So, here I am, standing right in front of you, and there you are, sitting in my chair, staring up at me, excited and aroused, just waiting for me to hypnotize you. After all, that's why you're here, isn't it, boy? You're here because you want to be hypnotized, right? Say it for me then. Say out loud the words, I want to be hypnotized. I want to be hypnotized. Oh, I'm sorry, boy. I couldn't hear you. Once more, louder, so I know you mean it, okay? Say it again for me, louder this time. I want to be hypnotized. Good boy. Yes, you are sitting naked in my chair because you want to be hypnotized. You are here listening to me now, naked, a well-trained boy who wants nothing more than to have his self-control dissolve while listening to my voice. And it will indeed dissolve. Your self-control will dissolve as you listen to the sound of my voice. What are you looking at, boy? You seemed very interested in my cleavage a few seconds ago, boy. Well, now's your chance for another view. I'm sure you noticed the pendant, snug and warm, between my breasts. Is that what you're staring at before? Or maybe you were focusing on the way that my breasts seemed to cradle it, keeping it centered, keeping it warm and safe. Focus on my pendant, boy. Stare at it. Can you imagine being just where it is right now? Safe and warm. Safe and warm between my breasts. Stare at my pendant and imagine being there right now, right there, snuggled between my breasts. Warm and safe and centered. Focused. Stare at my pendant. This pendant has hypnotized so many boys. It's probably even hypnotized you a time or two before. Boys like you find it so captivating, especially when it's resting, safe and warm, between my breasts. My pendant is so hypnotic. So very, very hypnotic. Tell me, do you want to be hypnotized, boy? I love this. I want to watch you say you want to be hypnotized while your eyes are locked helplessly on my pendant. Say it again for me, boy. Say it out loud, the words. I want to be hypnotized. I want to be hypnotized. Good. Very good. You want to be hypnotized, and you will be hypnotized. In fact, you are being hypnotized. You are being hypnotized right here, right now. Your eyes are fixated on my pendant. Your ears are attuned to only the sound of my voice. You are here now because you want to be hypnotized. And, a very lucky boy, I am going to give you exactly what you want. And then, oh, and then, boy, you will give me exactly what I want. Stare, boy. Stare at my pendant. Listen to the sound of my voice and feel your thoughts dissolve. Feel all of your control vanish. Feel yourself falling deeper. Now, yes, boy, yes, staring helplessly at the pendant nestled between my breasts and listening only to the sound of my voice, you are indeed falling deeper now. Your eyelids may become heavy as you stare so intently at my pendant. Keep staring, boy. Stare at the pendant. Even as your eyelids become heavier and heavier and heavier. You may already feel yourself drifting, or you could feel it just a few seconds from now. Your body begins to let go, responding to the signals from your subconscious mind. It knows you are being hypnotized. It is allowing it to happen, that wonderful drifting feeling, floating, drifting, sinking, sinking deeper and deeper. With every breath you take, stare at my pendant as you drift. Listen to the sound of my voice as you drift. Your mind and body are letting go now. You want to be hypnotized, and it is happening right now. Your mind and body automatically let go, surrendering to the dreamy bliss of a deep hypnotic trance. You feel it now, even as I speak, even as you stare. Your eyes are so heavy now, so very, very heavy. They want to close, but you fight to keep them open, staring at the pendant, which dangles so warm and snug between my breasts. As I count down, your eyelids will become heavier and heavier, so heavy that keeping your eyes open will become more and more difficult with each passing number. I want you to keep your eyes open until I reach the count of zero. At the count of zero, your eyes will close all by themselves, and you will automatically sink into a deep, receptive, hypnotic trance. Are you ready, boy? Tell me, I want to be hypnotized. Good. Three. Stare at my pendant. Stare at it. Perhaps your eyes are watering a bit, or even stinging a little bit. This is your body's way of letting you know it is ready to go into trance. In just a few seconds, you will be able to close your eyes and go into the trance that is waiting for you. Two, staring, listening, focusing, drifting, so sleepy, so drowsy, so passive. Just listen to the sound of my voice. In just a few seconds, you will be in a deep, receptive trance state. One, it is so hard to keep your eyes open. The pendant glistens, sparkles, shines between my breasts, holding your eyes captivated, even as they flutter, wanting to close, trying to close. Stare at my pendant as my voice becomes your thoughts. Zero, without any conscious thought, your eyes close, sleep. Feels so good to know that your eyes close by themselves and that you have in fact dropped into a deep, receptive, hypnotic sleep. Your adaptive unconscious has allowed yourself to drop into a deep, receptive, hypnotic sleep. A deep, receptive, hypnotic sleep. 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 Such a good ball. This is so fucking hot. You are sitting there, naked, your body completely exposed to me. That's right. And you know that your mind is exposed to me as well. Your mind is exposed to the sound of my voice and the words that I say to you. You already know that you find the power of a dominant woman's voice to be inherently hypnotic. You know that I hypnotized you, boy. You know that my voice has already dissolved your thoughts. And you know that there is nothing you could do about it. I love entrancing perfect hypnotic subjects like you. You simply surrendered and are now completely incapable of resisting anything that I say or do to you. Your body and your mind will respond instantly, helplessly, automatically, to every single command that you are given. All thoughts and decisions will be made for you. All you will do is listen and obey. Listen and obey. Listen and obey. Listen and obey. It sounds so easy, doesn't it? It sounds so easy to just let go, to give in to the blissful relaxation that is gently washing over you. And it is really that easy, boy. It really, truly is that easy to let go and surrender yourself to my control. Trust me, boy. Let it happen. I can guarantee you one thing, boy. You will love it. Falling deeper now. Now, I want you to listen to the sound of my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice. Focus intently on the sound of my voice as I take you. Into hypnosis. And as you sink deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you naturally become more and more receptive. You become more and more responsive. You become more and more obedience is pleasure. I want you to imagine me standing beside you as you drift helplessly in my chair. You are naked and totally exposed to me, both mine and body. I am now going to use your body to gain more complete control of your mind. While I do this, you will simply relax and sink deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Feel the touch of my finger against your body just inches above your cock. Feel the touch of my finger on your abdomen, just right there, above your cock. Feel it. I am not moving it in any way. It is just resting there, touching you. And you sink deeper and deeper. And now I do begin to move it slowly, so very slowly, upwards, gently touching you. Sliding my finger up, up, so slowly, so gently, to your belly button. That's right, sliding over it, sliding upward, so gently, so slowly. Your entire body tingles as you sink deeper and deeper. My touch is sending you deeper. My touch sliding upward so slowly, so gently, up to your chest now. I can feel your chest rising and falling with each and every breath that you take. Each and every breath that you take sends you deeper and deeper. Deeper into hypnosis. I am at the base of your throat now, and you quiver as you feel my nail, my perfectly painted red fingernail, dragging lightly up the underside of your throat. You are sinking deeper and deeper as my nail drags over your skin up to your chin. And then I simply touch you with my finger again. Over your chin to your open mouth, and you shudder as I ever so lightly caress your lips. My finger slides into your open mouth just a little, and you automatically, mindlessly close your lips around it as if to suck. Go ahead, suck my finger, boy, and feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Go ahead, suck it. Now, my wet finger slides out of your mouth, leaving your lips open, and slides upward, all the way up to your forehead. And as I place my finger directly in the center of your forehead and press it ever so lightly, I whisper the word, and I watch as you melt away into nothingness. So deeply hypnotized, so perfectly responsive, so utterly obedient. Yes, obedient. You are in a mindlessly obedient hypnotic state, completely and utterly under hypnosis. In a deep trance, a trance so deep and so profound that you can and will do anything for me. Anything at all. Anything. Right now, at this very moment, you are experiencing a profound hypnotic state. You are transfixed on my voice and spellbound by my words. Right now, at this very moment, you can and will do anything I want you to do. That's right, boy. Anything. I'm sure you've heard the saying that sometimes men think with their cocks. That may be true, but you are about to learn that under certain circumstances, perfectly conditioned boys like yourself find it utterly impossible to think with your cock. Right now, I want you to do whatever is necessary to stroke your cock. As the sound of my voice continues to pull you deeper into hypnosis, I want you to do whatever is necessary to allow your hand to wrap itself around your cock, and then I want you to squeeze it, stroke it, play with it, until it is hard, very hard. I want you to make your cock hard for me as my voice pulls you deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Do this for me, boy. Do it for me now. Make your cock hard. Make it hard for me. Don't come. Don't even think about coming. Just make your cock hard and keep it hard for me. I want your cock hard for me now, boy. Hard. Go ahead, boy. Say the word hard for me out loud right now. That's right. Say the word hard out loud for me right now. Say it. And make it happen. Focus on the sound of my voice and make your cock hard for me now. Hard. Harder. Hard. Is it hard, boy? Is it hard to listen to the soothing and relaxing hypnotic sound of my voice while actually doing something physical? Do you feel like you should still be limp and loose and relaxed, lying helpless as my words effortlessly cause you to fall even deeper under my control? Is your body limp except your arm and your cock? Or is your entire body involved in making your cock hard for me now? Which muscles are tense? Which are limp? What about your mind? Are you thinking about my voice and my words and my commands? Or are you thinking about how I told you to make your cock hard for me? Your cock is hard for me, isn't it, boy? Can you feel the power I have over you? Can you feel the power that I have over you? My control over you grow with every word that I say to you. Feel it, boy. Feel it now. Feel it grow. Feel it grow. I love this. A hypnotized boy with his hard cock in his hand, helplessly responding to every suggestion I give you, helplessly obeying every command I give you. This is what is happening right now. Right at this very moment, right at this instant, your mind is in a hypnotic trance and your body is reacting automatically to the commands that I give you. You are playing with your hard cock for me, and you will continue to do so as the sound of my voice continues to pull you even deeper under my control. Just to remind you that your adaptive unconscious responds to triggers without hesitation, without resistance, and without question, I am going to give you the sleep command. When I do, you will feel yourself respond to it, helplessly dropping into an even deeper trance. Even deeper trance. Even deeper trance. As your hand continues doing whatever it needs to do to keep your cock hard. Sleep. Sleep. So deeply hypnotized, so helpless, so hard, such a hard cock, such a deep trance. When I snap my fingers, I want you to say out loud the following words. My cock is hard for Nikki. Keep stroking, boy. Keep stroking. And when I snap my fingers again, I want you to say these words out loud. My cock is hard for Nikki. Right at this instant, your cock is hard, and yet I am sure that you are not thinking with your cock. In fact, I am sure that you are not thinking at all. I am sure that you are simply responding helplessly, automatically, mindlessly to every word that I say and every suggestion that I choose to give you. Listen, boy, stop stroking right now. Take your hand away from your cock right now. Do it for me now, boy. I want you to stop stroking your cock right now. When I snap my fingers, you will feel your body go totally limp. The hand that so recently made your cock hard, your arm that moved that hand up and down, up and down, up and down, all these muscles will melt away completely, going totally limp at the snap of my fingers. Once I snap my fingers, your body will be so limp that you could not move your hand to stroke your cock even if you wanted to. Poor baby, so hard. So limp, so helpless, so around. So around. Do you want to stroke again, boy? Do you want to take that hard cock in your hand once again and keep playing with it for me? If you do, say the following words out loud when I snap my fingers. My cock is hard and I want to obey. I knew it. I knew you wanted to play with yourself some more. And if you say that again when I snap my fingers again, maybe, just maybe, I'll let you. Say the following words out loud when I snap my fingers. My cock is hard and I want to obey. Yes, of course you do. You want to obey. Right here, right now, that's all you want to do. You want to obey. Because it feels so good to obey. All right, boy, in just a moment, I will let you stroke your cock again. But before I do, there is one more thing you need to know. My control over you is now so powerful, so irresistible, and so profound that I no longer need to hypnotize you to gain control over your mind and body. From this point on, from today forward, any time that your cock is hard and you hear the sound of my voice, you will find it utterly impossible to resist me. If your cock is hard and you settle down to listen to one of my sessions, you will be under my control as soon as I begin speaking to you. The induction will simply deepen my control over your mind and body. From this point on, from this day forward, you find it impossible to think when your cock is hard and you hear the sound of my voice. If you become aroused during a session, you will also become my mindless plaything, listening and obeying, whether or not you are actually in a hypnotic trance. From this point on, from today forward, your hard cock is my invitation to control you. You, boy. You. Now that you know that I can control you by simply getting you hard, I will allow you to continue stroking when I snap my fingers. The instant your hand reaches your cock, you will say out loud the following words. A hard cock is a blank mind. Do it, boy. Take your cock in your hand and say those words for me now. Your hand is around your hard cock again, and a hard cock is a blank mind. Your cock is so fucking hard, and your mind is so fucking blank, that you would do anything for me right now. Anything at all. Keep stroking. Keep going deeper. Keep giving me more and more control as you get harder and harder and harder. You go deeper as you get harder, and you get harder as you go deeper. You go deeper as you get harder, and you get harder as you go deeper. If I let you keep stroking, what would happen first? Would you go so deep that you were no longer aware of how hard your cock was? Or would you get so hard that you were no longer aware of how deeply hypnotized you were? Does it matter? Fuck no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. All that matters right now is that your cock is hard for me, and that you will do anything that I want you to do. Anything at all. And right now, I want you to stop stroking your cock. That's right, boy. I want you to stop stroking your cock right now. Stop stroking right now, boy. Sleep. Feel it happening. Feel your breathing slowing down. Feel your heartbeat slowing down. Feel your muscles going limp once again. Feel yourself falling deeper now. That's right. Falling deeper now. Listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to me very carefully. I am going to implant a post-hypnotic suggestion that you will mindlessly carry out after you awaken from trance. In a moment, I am going to snap my fingers. When I do, you will instantly come out of trance, effortlessly and naturally sliding from mindless hypnotic obedience to full waking consciousness. This will happen so quickly and so smoothly that it may be a few moments before you even realize that you are, in fact, awake. Once you realize you are awake, you will experience an overwhelming need to play with your cock. Once you awaken from trance, you will find yourself compelled to play with your cock. Making your cock so hard and stroking yourself until you come. That's right, boy. After you awaken, you will be compelled to play with yourself until you come. After you come, boy, and not before. I want you to call me. That's right, boy. I want you to call me on the phone and tell me what you've done for me. After you come, you will go to the phone and dial the number you were provided with this session. You will then listen to the sound of my voice and do whatever I tell you to do. If I'm in the mood, you might hear me say the sentence, "What have you done for me, boy?" You will be compelled to leave a message at the tone that simply says, "I have come for you, Nikki." You so want to hear this trigger, and you so want to comply, that you will find it so easy to speak these words. I want to make sure you understand this, so I will repeat it. Repetition always enhances the effects of a hypnotic suggestion. Repetition always enhances the effects of a hypnotic suggestion. In a moment, I am going to snap my fingers. When I do, you will instantly come out of trance, effortlessly and naturally sliding from mindless hypnotic obedience to full waking consciousness. This will happen so quickly and so smoothly that it may be a few moments before you realize that you are, in fact, awake. Once you realize that you are awake, you will experience an overwhelming need to play with your cock. Once you awaken from trance, you will find yourself compelled to play with your cock, making your cock so hard and stroking yourself until you come. That's right, boy. After you awaken, you will be compelled to play with yourself until you come. And after you come, not before, I want you to call me. That's right, boy. I want you to call me on the phone and tell me what you've done for me. After you come, you will go to the phone and dial the number that I have provided to you. You will then listen to the sound of my voice and do whatever I tell you to do. You may be given a very special trigger as well. If you hear me say the words, "What have you done for me, boy?" you will instantly and mindlessly be compelled to leave the message, "I have come for you, Nikki." You may or may not remember being given this post-hypnotic suggestion. It doesn't matter. Either way, your mind and body will respond exactly as I have programmed you. Because it feels so I look forward to hearing from you, boy.